News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Economics professor at DCU, Edgar Morgenroth, joined us. Now, Edgar, we have you on to talk about something else. We'll get to that in a moment. Do you have a view on this line by Jack Chambers that we should prioritise cost over aesthetics?
Yeah, good morning. I think what you were both saying there earlier, I think is quite right. I don't think aesthetics is the reason why the Children's Hospital is late and so enormously over budget. That there are other reasons there, and those are ones that have been identified many times and not addressed. And I think that is where we need to really go, the real underlying problems as to why we get poor value for money. Funny enough, we actually spend above average for an OECD country on infrastructure, but we seem to get below average for value for money. And that's been the case for decades. Even when we were not building the most iconic buildings.
Yeah.
So I think there's a big issue there in both the way we procure and also the nature of the competition or lack of competition in Ireland for big construction projects.
Yeah. And I think the fact, how did the chair of the ESRI put it, that the forecourts has become the third part of the planning process a little bit too frequently. Edgar, thanks for talking to us on that. But we do want to talk to you about this call from Savills Ireland, the property advisor this morning. They're saying the government should accelerate housing delivery by reverting commercial stamp duty from 7.5% back to 2% and raising the Help to Buy scheme threshold above €500,000. I want to get your take on both of those. Let's start with the Help to Buy scheme. Should the threshold be raised on that to over €500,000?
So it's kind of a strange argument to say that you will increase the amount of supply by making it easier for people to buy, which is a demand-side policy. This will do absolutely nothing to help alleviate the problem. And in fact, it will probably make it worse by raising prices. So the Help to Buy scheme, while an individual who benefits from it might think that that's a great thing, for the overall problem in the housing market, we need to build more. We don't need to increase the amount of demand, which is already high.
There's also a concern, isn't there, in relation to the Help to Buy scheme, that it's helping people to buy who would have bought regardless.
That's right, and it's something that, you know, we're essentially wasting taxpayers' money that we should probably use in other ways. And there's certainly things that I would be critical of the government for not doing in the housing sector. I mean, not tackling what's the underlying problem here is the number of housing units we are building. And of course, government could go out and simply build themselves.
Okay, and I want to get to that in a second, but can I firstly just quickly ask you about the commercial stamp duty, that call to reduce it from 7.5% back down to 2%?
Again, it's supposed to increase the amount of supply, but there's a lot of vacancy, so I don't know that we need more supply in the commercial property space. And then the argument made in the submission is that this reduces profitability. Well, so does any tax. And in fact, in my income tax reduces my income. I don't like it much, but government needs to get tax revenue, and we are unique almost in Ireland in being very exposed to having a lot of our tax revenue coming from
you're not convinced by that.
Taxes.
So the housing minister is on the line to you, Edgar Morgenroth. He's looking for your advice. What would you recommend he does?
I would recommend that the government use the land that government or public bodies hold and build on it directly and build social housing on that land and use the money there. That would help uh, people who will never going to be able to afford to buy property in the first place. They're always going to need state support. We've basically thrown them into the private rented sector, competing with everyone else, and that's driving up rents. So if we took care of the people we need to take care of anyway, directly, I think we would be much better and much faster addressing the problem.
Okay, what about, finally on this, what about tax breaks for developers? There is an argument that says they worked in the past and they were far too broad and it got out of control. But there is an argument saying if you had some kind of Section 23 type measure that was focused on delivering in cities and in towns.
The big question is always, what is the most efficient way of doing it? You know, is a tax break going to get us the result, or is a direct intervention by government going to get us the result?
Or could you have both?
Cheaper. You could potentially have both, or you could have one in one area and the other maybe for social housing. So, you know, there's the affordable housing area, which may be better suited for a more kind of commercial approach. We've often gone for very broad tax breaks and not very targeted, or if they were targeted, they were extremely badly targeted. Just remember the tax breaks you could get on building houses in the Shannon basin, which was totally crazy really.
Stuff. Okay.
So we've often done this very wrong, and there's every chance we'll do it very wrong again and pander to certain interests.
Okay, we could target
the problem.
So in summary, no to raising the Help to Buy scheme, no to cutting reverting commercial stamp duty, and maybe, if it's done right, to tax breaks for developers. Is that a summation?
That's basically it, yeah.
Edgar Morgan-Roth, economics professor at DCU. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
This morning.